Good morning.
Morning, Ian.
I was thinking back to the last time I did this, and thinking, how do I follow that? Because, you know, although I was doing the presentation, it wasn't nothing in it was about me, it was about what God was doing. You know, so how have we got on? Well, we'll find out in a minute. But I want to introduce you to my helper today. Here he is. He's a guy called Andy, and a little boy called Andy, and he's got a bucket in his hand. And what he's doing is collecting for charity, collecting for all sorts of different people. And today he's collecting for FICS, F-I-C-S. Now, that's a well-known charity, yeah? You've all heard of that? No? Okay. He's well-known in this church. But anyway, this is Andy. His name is Andy Tover. You're going to have to be quick this morning because there's a few of these. Andy Tover. So anyway, I'll tell you about a day that he went collecting for charity. And he went, first of all, to this big house, this big mansion, and he knocked on the door. And this guy came to the door and he said, "Hello, I'm collecting for FICS. We are collecting for a special occasion. Would you like to donate?" And as he was saying that, he looked at the guy and thought, "I'm sure I know him from somewhere." So the guy said, "Okay, just a minute, I'll go and get something." So he went in, and Andy looked in the house and he could see a football trophy on the shelf. He said, "I know, he's a famous footballer, but who does he play for? Hearts. What is it, Hibs? I can't quite remember. Who is it? Hearts? Hibs?" All right, it doesn't really matter for the story, but... Anyway, he came back and says, "Look, I'm the best player in Scotland this season. I've just had a bonus because I scored 5 goals in the last match. But unfortunately, I've just bought a Ferrari, so I can't really give you very much. But here's a tenner anyway." So he put a tenner in his bucket. So off he went, "Thank you very much." He went to the next house, and a little old lady answered the door. And he says, "Oh, I'm collecting for FICS." And she says, "Oh, that's one of my favourite charities. Just wait a minute, I'll go and find you some money." So off she went, and she came back, and she said, "Look, I've had my pension this week, but I've spent it all, and I've only got this left." So she had a tenner. "That's all I've got left, but you can have it, because I like what you do so much." So she put the £10 in the offering. And those of you who are... know your Bible a bit might sort of tie that into the story of Jesus watching people put in their offerings in the temple, where the Pharisee put in his tithes and what he was due, but the widow put in everything that she had. And we're going to come back to that later on. So Andy Tover is his name. And one thing I've learned about charity collectors is they have a favourite food. I wonder if you can guess what it is. I'll tell you, it's kebabs. Right? Especially donor kebabs. And his favourite song, "Gimme, Gimme, Gimme." I kind of thought of doing kind of a bit of a stand-up and saying to you, well, you know, if you don't like the jokes in a stand-up, please, you throw things at them. And, you know, it's all right if you want to throw me pound coins, that's fine. Anyway, FICS. Does anybody know what it is? No? No. I don't expect you to, because I made it up. But the first word, the first word starts with F, ends with N, and it's got you in the middle. Fun. It's the fun in the church society, which we know all about, don't we? So, we're going to have a bit of fun. Because Andy's favourite party dance is the hokey cokey. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do that this morning, but just think about it. And there is a point to this. Because it starts off, you put your right arm in and your right arm out and so on. But it finishes up. You put your whole self in and your whole self out. And Andy thinks about that in the terms of the people who put money in his bucket, because there's some people like the footballer who just put a bit in. But there's the other people like the widow that put in everything they've got. So Andy likes the last verse. You put your whole self in. And, you know, as Christians, that's what God is asking us to do as well, isn't it? Put your whole self into doing what he wants you to do. Put your whole self into being a Christian. And I'm going to come back to that a bit later on. But I'm actually supposed to be doing a finance presentation, so let's get to the figures. I was having a look back, to the over the last year, and I don't know if you were here last year and remember how bad a situation our finances were in. At this time last year, we were had a deficit of over £8,000. You know, that means we spent £8,000 more than we got in, and that wasn't a good situation to be in. And what we had to do last year was organise a special offering day to try and make up some of that deficit. And in the end, you know, we did a bit. We ended up the year with £4,000 in deficit. But then, if you look back to this year, in quarter one at the end of April, we were still £5,000 in deficit. And at the end of quarter two, we were a bit better, £3,000 in deficit. And it's that point that I started to talk to you about what God was doing in our finances and how he had begun to turn things around. And the atmosphere had changed. So where are we now? Well, there's the figures up there. You look at the bottom figure. We, at the end of September, we don't have a deficit anymore. So, you know, God is continuing to work. God is continuing to open doors and give us money that we didn't think we were going to get. And you guys have been great as well because, you know, some of the people who've come that are new to the church have started giving as well. So our income has gone up, and it's fantastic, and God is still working. Last time, I made some bold statements at the end, which I didn't know. I said at the time, I didn't know if it was going to be prophetic or pathetic, but it turned out to be prophetic. So the prophet made a prophet. Okay, there's a quick chart just copied from your sheet there, just to show you the difference in income from this year and last year. And the blue line is this year, the red line is last year, and you can see a big, big difference. And income has actually gone up 11%. It says their core income, and that just means that the money that you guys give, you know, it doesn't include the hall lets and all the other stuff that we take in, just your giving on a Sunday and through the bank has gone up by 11%, which is a fantastic achievement. So well done. So we're not out of the woods yet, because last year we had a deficit and we still haven't got that back yet. So we still need to do that. So what can you do? Well, regular giving is the best way. And you can do that by standing order. Or if you don't want to take out a standing order, you can ask me for a set of envelopes. And, you know, I can give you one of them for each week in the year. And pray. I had one of these eureka moments this week about praying. Because I complain to God a lot about what we have to spend. And if you look at the new sheet, if you've got a sheet, the biggest piece of expenditure on here is the mission and ministry contribution. 60% of our income goes to Church of Scotland headquarters. Most of that goes to pay Mark's salary and his travel and all the rest of it. But a lot of it goes to help the care work that the Church of Scotland does with elderly people and drug addicts and all that kind of stuff. And then the rest of it goes to help congregations that are not as well off as us, or that are struggling, or, you know, with dwindling numbers. And I complain about that to God. And he said to me this week, he said, well, Luke, why don't you, instead of complaining, actually pray that the money that goes to these places goes with the blessing that you guys have, so that, you know, the money goes and the Holy Spirit goes with us, with it, and gives them what we've got. So we're going to do that in a minute when we take the offering down. So, and please pray for, you know, the work here. And then lastly, invest in the kingdom. Matthew 6 says this, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And then he goes on, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And you know, giving to the church isn't about giving to an organization to keep the organization going. Giving to the church, and whether this is in terms of your money, your time, your talents, your skills, your gifts, everything, it's about investing in God's kingdom. It's about investing in people. It's about investing in ministries that affect people. And, you know, we can't do any of these things without your giving. And like I said before, you guys are great. You know, so you know, just well done for all the stuff that you do. But invest in the kingdom. And remember the hokey cokey. You put your whole self in. And that's what God is saying this morning. I want all of you. I don't want your right arm. I don't want your left leg. Or your left arm or your right leg. I want all of you. It's people who give God everything that are the ones that make the difference in this world. People that are passionate, people that are committed 100% to serving God and doing what he wants. These are the ones that make the difference. These are the ones that grow churches. These are the ones that build big youth groups and Sunday clubs and do amazing things. People that are 100% committed. And I just wanted to, you know, just give you that challenge this morning. And it's not really just to do with your money, but it's about you. It's about who you are. It's about your money. It's about your time. It's about your talents. It's about your skills and your giftings and your passions. God wants everything. He wants you to give him everything this morning and to hold nothing back for yourself. Put your whole self in and leave it there. Don't keep taking it back out. Amen.